For a Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chaf Ches, the Halachos of a Chayla on Shabbos, Sif Mem Ches, the bottom of page 336. Usla Nir Beged Al Maka, Shriyitzim in the Dam. So we're going to place a garment on the wound that blood's coming out from. Nesha Adam Yitzba Isa, because the blood is going to dye, it's going to color the garment. It's contained in the type of Kuf, Samach Tesim and Aleph. Va'asa Lohitzi Dam Amaka, and it's forbidden to extract blood from the wound. What you should do is first wash the wound with water or wine, to remove the blood and the wound, and then go ahead and put on the garment. Some say that you wrap spider web on the wound, and you cover with it all the blood and all the wound, and then you wrap on it a shmata, a rag. Says Mishabur Sivkat and Kuf Membav. Now I'll put a garment, a type of a dressing on the wound, that blood's coming out from, because the blood is yispo, so it's going to dye it. Mavgav, the Kalkalu Pot, even though it's ruining the garment, and one is examined. Kamakumab, us like it to kill initially, and so been. Or we begged other men a red garment, Pshitas, is in Mugram. Obviously, that's forbidden, because the red is actually enhancing the natural color of the garment. Now, but Makom Atchak, in a pressing situation, as on Daf Kav Samachtes, his Kimachrin, the later authorities agreed, the Yeshlaka won't be lenient to it, because, anyways, it's a way of filth of making a ruin. Sivkot and Kavmem Zayin. And the Asalahitzi Dam, you're not allowed to extract blood, which who in Bifin Atzma says, Mishbur, that's his own independent idea. I mean, that it's Shasal Litchik Biyod of Alamaka, you're not allowed to push with your hands on the wound, because they light Sidam to extract the blood. Oy, Kishkorich, it's a double Alamaka when you're wrapping something on the wound. I feel a bit double the less paper should be. Let's say something that is that doesn't even have a problem about dying. Also, lahatka, you're not allowed to wrap it, kedeshiyetz adam, so that it extracts the blood. Duchaylu, because that's creating an injury. Bava amalach, it's a primary category of forbidden work on Shabbos. Now, the yeshes say, now those who hold what then same thing is a manech alamaka. If you put on the wound, dabish a meishach leichav adam, something that draws out the moisture and the blood, kagoin tukzab ukiyetzvizeh, which that's a type of a cream, which sometimes you put on like hydrogen peroxide or something, should tempt its dumb that it should suck out the blood, if that's what it does, if that's what it would do. So mitzad the magavram is a klan, that's a liability, that did not let draw out the blood. This would be forbidden in this, according to everyone, lasalad de Yisrael, to do through a Jew, to a sick person, that's no danger to his life. Elal de Yehudi, could only do it through a non-Jew. Which the Shaar Tzignais Kofiud says that is even those who hold in Sivyud Zayin that Yisrael Rabban is permitted through a Jew to Chalashim B'Sakana. Here you have to be stringent regarding all this because it's a subject that Raisa. It might be the Malacha of Chayvel. Says Mishbura further. Says a Mitzis Dam B'Fiv Menei Chabur. If someone sucks out blood with his mouth from the wound, Chayv is liable. L'chein Devar Asalim Tzis Dam Shabein Shanaim Sidachrein. You're not allowed to suck out the blood that's between the teeth. Again, because that's doing the same problem. So therefore he said you should wash the wound in water. No, it's not about eating the blood, it's about sucking out the blood. If you suck it out, you're doing a chabura because you're causing the blood to come out. The Mechaber said further, he said, Lekach yesh b'chulu, therefore one should wash the wound first in water or wine. So it says, Meshbur, that's a tchid ha-sif, going, this is going back in the beginning of the sif, how to be able to wrap it without being over the malach of tzedeya. So first, remove the blood. Sivkat kof memtez. Chabas said the yeshlam. Some says shekorch b'chu that you wrap it with the spider web, and then you wrap it with a rag. If he sees mefakvig, doesn't really like this so much. Mishum demirape because of healing. Alach ikasav zerak. If he writes his own b'shem yeshem in the name of some say, abel yirab b'shem babloshe yomtu b'chem betes v'shabes mitzad lako. They're inclined to be lenient. Sif mem test. Also, losim basila b'fiat habasi. Now, I'll put a wig in the anus. Kederch shenoyim lasis lemishu otzer, like people do for someone who's constipated. Elokein yosim ma'is b'shin. Only if you put it in an abnormal way. Shechazin b'shteitz ba'is. That you hold it in the two fingers. V'yanechen v'nachas and you put it there calmly. Says Mishbur Sivkat and Kuf Nun. It's forbidden loss of mechula to put the wick where a person goes to the bathroom. Mechoshkin da asa losim kristin. For sure, you know, I'll place kristin. after Huchnim Edmol, even though it's prepared from before Shabbos. Is it us? We're going, this is forbidden afil adeshino, even through an abnormal way, because that's a gzeim shem shchikas hamamon. That's a medication, so that would be a concern about grinding herbs. Unless we're talking about a sick person, even though there's no danger to his life, if you're saying, doesn't put adeshino, then you're allowed to do it in the abnormal way. And you should be careful not to come to biblical malacha. Gam li arv mayim b'shem, and also not allowed to mix in oil and water, could have choice the way they normally do. Come on, come on. Like we see later on, we see Mishnah Menal of Sevzayin. I enter Mishavur Be'alacha. Look over there, Mishavur Be'alacha. Rather, Yishpach Hakoy L'Toy Chakeli. Rather, you pour everything into the vessel. But Rav Lasakol De Inihudi Mepsha. And it's good to do it all through non-Jew if it's possible. Sivkot Nikuf Nanalov. So say Nala place a psila, a wick, in the by the rectum, which has three Mechelev. The wick is made out of fat, a virus, a manure from paper, Rashari Dvarim, or other things. The Tami is true. What's the reason why it's forbidden? Mishum da Aidi, the Memash Mishum Kamapam Lachnas Leitzi. Since you're moving it around there many times, in and out, Karv Levada, it's very close. Shiyasha Aser Hashem, that one's going to rip out the hair that's there by the person's rear. Or maybe it's rather just like a pebble. The Elbis of Mishum Yid Beis of Zayin. And the Ibe Alocha, Shmir says to look at the Ibe Alocha, the Vimask Loss and Pesila. Sivkon Kofnan Nunbez. Only if you do it in the abnormal way, that you hold it in your two fingers and you place it there, Benachas calmly. And there's Vilayubal Dezil de Hashar's name, and therefore that's not going to come to ripping out the ears. Because of Chayyad Machayim writes the Chosa, this is Olam Hoya Pesila Suya Me'er Shabbos, if the wick was made from before Shabbos. I've lost Shabbos Pesila now, but to make a job at this wick, that you put inside, even if you make it on a paper, that you wrap it around and you make it hard. Yes, basically, it's the biblical prohibition, because of making something a finished product. Unless it's for a sick person, that is danger. But this that they make from a piece of a turnip, a type of a vegetable, that's permitted. It's animal food. It's not like making a vessel, it's food. And therefore, that is not a problem. Be'alocha, the Maschal Lassim Psila, which he referenced at the end of Sivkot Kufnun Aleph, so he says that this actual halacha, the Mechaber already wrote in submission to Beis Siv Ches, but over there he writes, L'mashmish Be'barza, to move it around with this spigot, which is made out of wood, and he writes regarding a Psila, but they have the same reason because it tears out the hairs. That's obvious from the Seis with Dr. Moshe. It sounds like from this that even if the Psil is not included in Refuah, to be gazed because Shechik is a Mamana. Told him regarding Krister, it sounds like Magen Avraham, that's included in Refuah. It says you have to look at Tzarchi and Ksaz, you have to look into this a little bit. What's the reason why it's not included in the category of Refuah? So it says you have to look into what's the reason why it's forbidden by the wick, but he's not intending to tear out the hairs. If they say in the Gemara regarding the pebble that's forbidden because that psik ratio that's inevitable for ripping out the hairs, like the way Tosis writes, because if not, there would be a double shem scam, it's unintended. So we should say on our own that the same thing is regarding this case over here of psila. The pebble is different because it's hard, which is not the case by the wick, which is something soft. Those are the primary of this halacha, that you're not allowed to move around with a pebble. The Rif and the Rambam don't quote it. It would seem that the reason is because they hold also like the way Rashi says. The reason of Rav is because they're ripping at hears, and not like Rav Ben Chanan has brought in Tosfos in the Rosh. Look over there, and they hold that this halacha of Rav is according to the Habamina, the Salkadaitach. The Rav himself in Amud Beis holds to say because something that you're not intending is forbidden, according to the Maskon over there, that the Gemara says Machvarta, it's clear like Rav Nassim Bar Oishia, to Mela, this teaching of Rav is rejected. That sounds like that they don't hold like this, and if for sure we hold like the other place that the pebble is forbidden, like the way the Stimus Shulchan Aruch and the way the Tosfos writes. That because of psigration, it's inevitable. At least we shouldn't be stringent when it's not psigration, like the case of the psila. The different taste disagrees regarding this. And specifically, in Chiddush Ramban and Chiddush Ran, they write also regarding the pebble itself that it's not psigration, and therefore it doesn't seem to them like the way the taste explains the way, and they explain the way Rabbi Nachananel. For sure, the case of the wick, which is something soft, it would seem that it's not psigration, not inevitable according to everyone. So it says, Apiat Chak, by pushing, you can resolve. Since the way I wrote in Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Nun Aleph, which says because you keep on going in and out many times, it's possible that they considered this as a psik reisha, as inevitable for tearing some hairs. But he says that Dain Tzarchin, stop looking to this, why this is actually the case. Dish number 130 says to place toilet paper or something like that on a wound. If Scheinberg gets ruled that it's permitted, since anyways you're going to throw it out. Now, a bedikas tahara that a woman does, the Tshuva Sheva Levi writes, it's permitted for her to do it because since it's a way of making the garment dirty, so that's it's just a suffix segregation. Unanimous Tshuva is even going to happen by Isad Rabban. Moreover, that's possible that it's considered the segregation like Nichale. It's inevitable that you don't even want or care for. Adds on by such a light Isad like this, it would seem that the Rabbanah did not maintain their halacha from a case of doubt in a place of a checking that's a mitzvah. Shem Zaman holds that you're allowed to do it because since the woman does not want to color the bedikah cloth, just to use it as a something of holding to see if there is blood, and with combination of the svara of the logic that we're not should not particular on the whitening of the color, so then it's permitted. He adds on that it's appropriate to be careful not to utilize with something that they are particular about its whiteness. As the Miskarelitz rules regarding a woman that customarily sees stains or at the time of a period, that permitted for her to put a garment, a white paper, because since it's a derech lichlich, it's a way of making the thing dirty, which is not a problem. Tish number 131. And the Mishbrus said that b'mokam adchak, the achrein magri, that one could be lenient. Reason where they had to, the Tshuva Sheva Levi writes, that the reality shows us that even on the red garment, even the blood that's also red is not really reinforcing the dyeing. It's considered like making it filthy. Moreover, because the blood's not even similar to the same color of the dye, the dye doesn't come off when you're laundering, whereas the blood does. And also, since it's not in all cases that the red are similar, so it's still recognizable like making it filthy in the red garment. Dish number 132, someone that suffers from hemorrhoids. Ms. Carell says that he's allowed to take, he's allowed to wipe himself with a white paper where it's, because again, it's making it dirty. And it's not included in Tzevei and dying. He adds on that even though there is element of psikresha, it's inevitable blood's going to come out when you have hemorrhoids. However, since it's loy nichale, he doesn't want the blood at all, and there's an element of covet abrius, of human dignity that has to wipe himself, so he's allowed to do that. Dish number 133, to press on the wound softly in a way that it's not secretion, not inevitable, the blood's going to come out. This girl holds that that's permitted. Dish number 135, bloodletting for refuah. Shmuel wrote previously that it's considered like malacha tzrich legufa, that you need the blood because you want the wound right now to get healed. And so it's not mekalka, it's only misakin. Now regarding by checking the blood, this girl told that you're not allowed to do it for choyle she'im b'sakana, because it's melacha tzricha legufa. When you're doing a blood test, you want that blood. That's written also in Tshuva Sarvatsiyan. Dish number 136, these spider webs that are connected and attached to the wall, the Kapachayim writes, in the name of the Yofel Leib, that by removing it from the wall, this is Isav Toilish. Shlomo Zalman comments that it's really wonder to say such a thing. Now, the reason why the spider webs are not considered as mukta, Ishlaram of Bachaj says that since this person has a wound, so the spider webs are considered like they're ready for to be used as medicine. And he adds on that even if the wound or the spider webs happen on Shabbos, there's no Isra moving them, even though they're considered as mukta, because the Chum permitted Isra Shvus, Isra Rabban, and Mokam Tsar. Dish number 137, to drink shemen paraffin, or paraffin oil, so to make it easy to relieve oneself. Some people drink certain types of oils to relieve themselves. Shem Zaman writes, that's considered like taking medication, and therefore that would be forbidden. Dish number 138, we said that it's, if you're doing this thing with the wick, it's very close to, that it's going to rip out hairs by the anus. So even though his intention not to rip out the hairs, so Simshon Beis Mishmur explains, it's secretion, it's inevitable, it's going to tear it out. According to the Aruch, the secretion like nichale that you don't care about is permitted. Shatzim writes over there that you have to say that this is a secretion of nichale, that he wants it because of what he's doing. Or you explain, like the Rebbe Chanan says, that someone moves around the pebble to smooth out that it doesn't cut him, and therefore you're not allowed to do it because of mamachik. Now, psilis of our times, where you don't usually put in and take out, some examen holds that you're allowed to use them on Shabbos, where you have the suppositories, because there's no concern of tearing out the hairs. Another one, this girl holds that even though our suppositories there's no concern, however, it is kedai to put in the shinui because of the issa of refu on Shabbos. Mishnah 139. If someone needs to relieve himself and he cannot relieve himself, then the way the healing is to use a pebble by the anus to open up the hole. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchat Shabbos not to move it around the way they usually do it during the weekday. That is, don't hold the pebble with the whole hand, because you have to be concerned in such a situation. You might tear it to his rather. You hold the pebble on two fingers and then you move it around. Someone puts the wick for someone else, the suppository, because Shulchan writes that since he can be careful not to touch the ears, for sure it's not secretion, he's going to tear it out, and he's allowed to put it over there without a shinui. Mishnah 140. That the reason why they didn't make this forbidden as refuah, this girl holds, because it's only an action of opening up and not of refuah.